Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Let's let the Lord be lifted up. Let Him be exalted on high. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. Welcome to the broadcast. My name is Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. I've been touched, and I haven't been the same ever since. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked, the twisted, the corrupt, and save them because they trust in Him. Blessed be His holy name now and forevermore. That's Psalm 37, starting with verse 37 all the way to the end, verse 40. Check it out for yourself. God's word is the best. He's for you, people. And when God is for you, who or what can be against you? He makes the way where there is no way. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. We're going forward like never before. Right now, we're finally the season of Halloween is over with. And hopefully, Christian out there, you didn't celebrate Halloween. You say you're a believer, but you go out and celebrate Halloween. Shame on you, man. Why don't you just get up and slap the Lord in the face? It hurts Him to see that going on. And repent and go forward. You know, don't participate in it anymore. The time of the wicked, the time of the corrupt is up, and Satan's time is over with. He was defeated at the cross. And, you know, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and of the increase of His government there is no end. And as long as we're here on earth, you know, we're seeing His kingdom manifest everywhere. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Blessed be His holy name now and forevermore. And that is the time in which we are living in right now. What a day to be alive. If this is the first time that you've tuned into the broadcast, no, it's not an accident, you know. God's not a God of randomness. He's not a God of chance. He's not a God of happenstance. He has plans. He has purposes. And He has you listening to this broadcast, if it's your first time, for a purpose. So listen up. Don't drive out of driving range if you're listening on the radio. If you're listening over the internet, take the time to listen to the broadcast on the internet from our website, from the media page. You can go back. You can look up the broadcast date of this particular message. Will be on the website for November 9th, 2025. So you can go and listen to it again. You know, I like to listen to messages that minister to me two or three times and go forward in that. Speaking of which, how do you get in contact with us here at the ministry? Go to our mailing address, Touched by Him Ministries. That's P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. Our website, tbhm.org. Just go into your browser, type in tbhm.org. That was for the nonprofit corporation in which we are. Go there. It'll take you to our website, touchedbyhim.org. And from there, at the bottom of the homepage, you can find our contact information, the mailing address, which I just read, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. You can call us by phone, 970-314-4077. If you get voicemail, leave your message. If you need us to get back in contact with you, just tell us how we'll do it, and we will. 970-314-4077. You can also email us. PrayWithMe@tbhm.org. PrayWithMe@tbhm.org. You can email us, send in your prayer requests, send in your questions. God is on the move. Believe on Him for your health and your healing. Attend to His Word. That, you know, and Jesus is the Word. Put Him first place. He was, is, and always will be Christ the healer. No matter what you're up against right now, trust in Him, the hope of glory inside of you, believer. So contact us with any prayer requests that you have. We know how to pray with you, pray for you, you here at the ministry. Nobody's stopping you from emailing us, praywithme@tbhm.org, and we'll respond. Also, we print out hard copies of it, and we lay hands on it. You know, lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Those aren't my words. Those are God's word. What a time in which we're living in right now, people. So tbhm.org. Also, I didn't mention it, but the media page. Oh, I did mention it. Yep. The media page is important there. Again, you can go to back to the media page and re-listen to websites. Those of you traveling on the interstate for the first time listening to this radio broadcast, you can, at the website, tbhm.org, go to the media page, and there, when you get there, you'll find the current week's broadcast, the 11/09/2025 broadcast, also previous week's broadcast. They're there for you. You know, use them, learn on them, study up on them. What a time to be alive and to know what God is up to, and He's doing a great shaking. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken, so that which cannot be shaken will remain. Yes, Jesus is coming back, but He's not coming back until the church is made glorious. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that's what's going on right now. The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever, and of the increase of His government there is no end. Make no mistake about that. That is what's going on. The devil who's come to kill, steal, and destroy, he hates you. He's trying to do his very best. But man, when you occupy until the Lord does come, or your life comes to an end and you go on to be with heaven, you are the restrainer of the enemy and what he's doing, and you can take back everything that he's stolen from you. With God on your side, the willingness to conform to the lordship of Jesus Christ by studying the Word of God, then putting it to work in your life by doing what it says to do and saying what it says to say, you will reap the reward promised in His Word as the fullness of the blessing begins to manifest in your life. And the contrary is also true. You know, if He tells you not to do something, don't do it. If you've never heard Him say it's okay to do something, hold off until you know for sure. And if He tells you not to say something, don't say it. God's Word works. He's no respecter of persons. If He did it for anyone, He will do it for you. He scours the earth seeking to perform His Word, and He's able to accomplish His every declaration. There are over 1,800 personal promises in God's Word for each and every believer. In Christ Jesus, they are all yes and amen, which means so be it. So worship here, study with us here, pray with us, you know, give us your prayer requests. And as you do that, draw close to Him. He will draw close to you. God is a personal God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. Together with us, you will both taste and see that the Lord is truly good and experience His manifest blessing, His empowerment for you to prosper in every area of your life, spiritually, physically, mentally, socially, and financially. Blessed be His holy name. You know, and if we've been a blessing to you as a ministry and you've been tuning into this regularly, support us financially. Sow your financial seed into it. I'm going to get into sowing and reaping here with this message here. We constantly personally have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And watch what happens. Prosperity will start to manifest in your life. Jesus is the one who said, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And with the measure that you give, it'll be measured back to you." And when you look to God, when you trust God with your money, He withholds nothing from you from that point going forward. He knows that where your money is, that is where your heart is. And when you give into His kingdom's work, He is going to measure it back unto you. So good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. People will want to know what's up with you. Prosperity starts to follow you. God blesses me so I can be a blessing. That's what you say when you give. Know it. It's so true. I tell you, it's time for God's time to be your time now. So arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Wherever you go, Christian, that light will shine to all those around you. You can be in a Kmart, you can be in a Walmart, you can be over at the grocery store, and that light shines around you. There is an atmosphere around you that goes before you, His very presence everywhere you go. Darkness may cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon you, and His glory shall be seen upon you, and the non-believers will come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. That's what is going on. God is shaking it big time. He's pouring out His Spirit on all flesh, and get ready to be blessed like never before. Also, so anyway, on the on our website, just click on the donate page to financially support us, and you can use your credit cards there to send us an offering. Also, you can just mail off a check to us. And on our homepage is our mailing address. You make checks payable to Touch by Him Ministries, and you mail them off to P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. You know, so anyway, when I woke up this morning, the Lord had been dealing with me all night long with this. Back in July of this year, I started teaching on the spiritual force of faith, and then I got into the authority of the believer. And now, you know, the other questions have come up, but you have to realize how important God's word is in your life, and how you need to apply it to it. And He wants me to continue on with your faith and how you can become a mountain mover with the faith that you've been given. So that's what I'm going to do. In Matthew 4 and verse 4, Jesus answered Satan, and He said, "It is written." Satan's trying to get Him to bow down before Him, and He won't do it. And he can't tempt the Lord in any way. And the Lord's answered him in one particular question or temptation. The Lord said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." You need to understand how important your words are. The sower sows the word. You were created in His image. And as you study God and get after Him, you're going to find out you were created in His image. And God uses His word to accomplish everything. He reveals Himself to us through His word. And ultimately, as you spend more time into it, and I've always said this almost every broadcast we ever do, that Jesus is the word of God. But He was there in the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by Him, the Word of God. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And that light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. That light shines in the darkness, and the darkness simply doesn't have the ability to overcome it, to take it down, to subdue it, or dominate it. So, and then if you go down to verse 14, that's just John chapter 1 and the first five verses of chapter 1. In verse 14 of chapter 1 of the book of John, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld His glory, at the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." The only begotten of the Father. Satan has, or Jesus has no brothers, and Satan certainly isn't one of them. So blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. So understand, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So the sower sows the word. Understand the importance of your words. Proverbs 18, verse 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. You have to grow to the understanding that wherever you are in your life, believer, is a direct result of the words that you have believed in, spoken, and acted upon. You don't have to blame everybody else for your situation, your circumstance. There is the rare occasion where that might be true, but when you know who you are in Christ Jesus, you have the way to move mountains and go forward into the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. Last week and many times over the broadcast that I give on a weekly basis here, we're into, I don't know, 26 years now we're going on to weekly teachings on the over the internet and on the radio. And I mention this all the time, how important Proverbs chapter 4 is. I always encourage people, when you read the Word of God, always read it out loud to yourself. You know, it's called muttering out loud. Read the Word out loud enough while you're doing your daily reading, just so that your own ears can hear it. Why? Because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And as you attend to God's Word, you're putting it first place in your life. And so do that. And in every day that you read the Word, there's a weekly or a daily reading that you can do. You know, I mentioned one of the free services that's out there on the internet that you can go to, and that one is called Bible Gateway, BibleGateway.com, and they have a reading, or they have a way in which you can read the Bible day by day, and when you do it daily over a period of a full year, you will have read the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. So the one I like to read is the one called Beginning, and what you end up doing is you read the Bible from the beginning all the way through to the end. And so you start off in January, on January 1st, reading Genesis 1, verse 1, and going forward for that day's assignment. And then you end up at the end at the book of Revelation, and you'll cover it in a whole year. You'll read the Bible just by giving him 15 minutes a day. That's about the time it takes. And like I say, read it out loud it's life and health to all your flesh. Proverbs 4 and verse 20 says, my son, my daughter, put it first. Attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. That's why I say read it out loud. In this way, you can keep it coming in your ears and keep it coming in your eyes. For they are life. His words are life unto those that find them. It'll bring health and healing to your body. And life for those who find them. His words are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. So in doing that, you're also keeping your heart with all diligence. And in that process, it's important to do that, for out of your heart, your spirit, are the issues or the forces of life. So, and put away from you a froward mouth, a disobedient mouth, perverse lips put far from thee, and let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. You know, ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. As you read the Word of God, you do what it tells you to do, you say what it tells you to say, and it'll go before you. It will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. If you've messed up, if you've screwed up, okay, repent. You can repent right there, which means turn away from whatever the sin is. You got to turn away from it. But once you do, God will pick up right from where you left off, and you can start again going forward with the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. And when you do that, you can continue on and go forward. So do that. You know, I can't say it more importantly for you to do that. So these power of your words is very, very important. It's, you know, he says in James 3 and 4, James chapter 3, verse 4, going forward through I don't know, verse 15, 14. Look also at ships. Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little kindle fire, our little fire kindles. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it's set on fire, and it's set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird of reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind, but no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. And with it we bless our God and Father. With it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring yields both salt water and fresh water. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. So your words are so important, Christian. Your words are so important, believer. What more can I tell you to do? You know, you are a direct result of what you have believed in and acted upon in your life, and you need to give your words that attention. You know, Jesus himself says, you know, once you get saved, once you get born again, you believe in your heart, you confess him as Lord with your mouth. He then comes into your life, and immediately you get translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. And all of a sudden, in that translation, you become of the seed of Abraham by faith, a joint heir according to the promises, and you are given that spiritual force of faith. Now, if you've been paying attention to our broadcast since the mid part of summer there, or the early part of summer from June going forward, I've been teaching on faith and its powerfulness. You know, it is a spiritual force. But so many people come back and always say, well, maybe I just don't have faith. Every believer has faith. And that's the most important thing that I can tell you. And it's the same kind of faith that God talks about in Mark chapters 11 through 26. And you just can't talk about the subject of faith without getting into Mark chapter 11, because in that passage right there, Mark 11, 22 through 26, in that passage of scripture, the most amazing, thrilling, wonderful statements on the subject of faith that ever fell from the lips of the master, that's Jesus himself, were given. And it reads this way, and Jesus answering saith unto them, the disciples, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, this is Jesus talking here, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if we do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. So forgiveness is vital here. So what we're going to do here is sum up the most important things on the subject of faith. And the first most important fact about faith is that it's a spiritual force. It's the opposite of fear, but is that every believer has a measure of the God kind of faith. You know, so I've held so many teachings of this, I've given so many messages about this particular topic, you know, it's formed me since I first read it, you know, and I realized that God's word is the truth, and Jesus is the word of God, and his word will go before you like it did for Joshua, and it will make your way prosperous, and you and it will have good success. All you need is faith in God. All you need is to be courageous and trust in him and stand on his word, because it is the truth. The knowledge of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, you know. So many people don't understand that, but the knowledge of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity, to give subtly to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. You know, that's all you got to know, man. The knowledge of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You do have the measure of faith. And, you know, so many times in the Greek translation of that text in Mark 11:22, when Jesus spoke, Jesus answered, saying unto them, have faith in God. The margin of the King James translation reads that Jesus said, have the faith of God. You have the faith of God. Your faith is identical to the faith that God uses to do everything from the beginning to the end. And you were created in his image. And if you don't know a thing in the world about Greek language, you could still readily see that that's a correct translation, where it says, when Jesus spoke, he said, you have the God kind of faith. Literally, Jesus actually said, have the God kind of faith. If you didn't know that, Jesus demonstrated it to his disciples that he had the God, or that kind of faith, the God kind of faith. So, and Mark 11:12-14, and then 20 and 22 through 22, it reads this way. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, speaking to the fig tree here, no man eat fruit thereof hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, speaking to Jesus, he said, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answering, saith unto him, have faith in God, or better translation, have the God kind of faith. And then in verse 23, Jesus goes on to describe or to define the God kind of faith. He says in verse 11 and 23, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. The God kind of faith is the kind of faith in which a person believes in his heart, and when he says with his mouth what he believes in his heart, when that happens, it will come to pass. Now, that's a big statement there, but you mostly don't have a good understanding on it. I'll tell you, you know, God tells us, once you get saved, once you get born again, you believe in your heart, confess Jesus is Lord with your mouth, the greatest transaction that ever occurs happens then. Immediately, you are translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. And then, following that, you are given a measure of the God kind of faith. It's yours to use. And so that's the same thing. That's the same kind of faith that God used to create the worlds in the beginning. He simply believed that what he said would come to pass. So he said, let there be an earth, and there was an earth. Then he said, let the animals be, and they became. Everything that's here, everything that's around you, the sun, the moon, the stars, God created simply by speaking them into existence and believing that what he said would come to pass. He said it, and it came to pass. There you have it. So you don't need to pray for faith, people. You have it. Romans 12 and 3 says, for I say, through the grace given unto me, this is Paul talking here, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe a penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in chapter verse 10, it says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would, as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And know that in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. The Lord be lifted up.